Welcome, everybody, to Heroes Asylum. This is a special show, Halloween show. Tonight, one night only, we're going to be doing a crossover of Heroes Asylum and Midnight Movies with, of course, the two hosts from both shows. Although, oddly enough, we're on both shows. So.
Yeah, isn't that coinkydink?
Don't know how much a crossover we're going to count it
not
as.
Not really a mega crossover, but, you know.
No. But it's still a crossover. I'm going to count it as our first official crossover. And damn anybody that decides it's something different.
Part of phase one.
Exactly.
This is the Avengers Initiative.
Exactly. So what we're going to do, guys, I've announced it and I've put it out there for everybody to see. If you have a copy of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and if you can see above our pretty little faces, there is a title up there. Sorry, drew a little blank. You can see Rocky Horror Picture Show. What we're going to do, if you guys have a copy of it for at home, go ahead and fire it up, put it in your DVD player. If not, you can watch, and I'm going to be doing it myself, on Hulu. So if anybody has a subscription to Hulu, you can hop onto Hulu. It's free to watch it if you're on there. And we'll go ahead and do that. We're going to give you guys a couple of minutes just to get comfortable, grab a beverage. We've already grabbed our beverage here. And we're going to just do a watch along. We are on Facebook Live. So if you guys, anybody wants to hop on, chit-chat with us, Kane and I both are here for your entertainment on this new normal Halloween. I know you hate the term, but I'm going to use it.
I despise that term. We should go. That term should be eliminated. I'm sorry,
but that is our new normal Halloween special. So if anybody wants to hop on here and chit chat with us, please go right ahead.
Yep, I got the chat up. So
I'm just trying to get ready. I'm trying to get logged in myself here so we can see anybody chatting. So guys, yeah, just make sure if you guys want to chat away, if you guys want to hop on, you can talk to us. Here. Oh, there you are. I see Katie. How you doing? So make sure you guys get on Facebook or whatever way you get on there. And then, like I said, Hulu has it. I'm just giving you guys a couple minutes. Get comfortable.
Get relaxed. Yeah. Get nice and sexy for us.
And if anybody has a Halloween costume on, please feel free to rock it with us. We do have a couple. I'm wearing my Nightwing t-shirt, so I'm going to go ahead and throw on my Domino mask so we all can...
Yeah, I got a couple masks here I'm going to throw on a little bit. Right now I'm going as Lucifer Supernatural Season 13. He has the brown leather jacket and the wedding ring. This is not a weird wedding ring, so don't cry. Don't cry yet, ladies. But so that's my first costume. I got a couple other ones.
Yeah, exactly. I do, and I think my final costume will beat your evil Lucifer hands down.
Oh, boy. Now I'm worried.
Well, you've already seen it, so.
Yeah. You know what? You probably are going to win. I just went with, a little makeup thing right here, but I got some cool masks or something.
And if anybody is doing costumes, make sure you guys take a snapshot. Send it over to us on Facebook, on our Facebook page, so that way we can see it.
Yeah, throw them on there. Maybe we'll have maybe we could have, a virtual...
Costume contest.
Yeah, why not, man?
Keep it a little PG-13.
Yeah, keep PG-13, man. That's not. Don't get crazy.
So make sure you guys do check the hop on there and send us your pictures for your Halloween costume if you are dressing up. We'll be have fun with that one, I think. And we are. This is not part of the Halloween or horror fest that we've been doing on the Midnight Movie side. Being wrapped up this week with our final horror fest movie. And what is that, Kane? So just let the everybody
It is know. A House of a Thousand Corpses. Actually, I had a lot of fun doing it. It's a very quick movie, but it was really good. There was some good conversation that was going on during that film. And actually, it was probably more conversation than actually discuss the film. But that's usually the case with Midnight Movies, in case you didn't know how we do it. That's pretty much, you know... It's basically 80% us and 20% movie. So
yeah,
you guys
normally,
are getting a better
idea. We drift off on a little bit of conversation. So
a little bit of tangents were going on last night. Very good ones, by the way. So
all right. Well, I think everybody should be settled in, ready to go. Before we get started, I do want to send a shout out to Mr. Benjamin. He is working hard for the people tonight, doing some a little bit of a karaoke and some DJ work over at the Winchester.
Maybe we'll get him on here tonight.
One day. But yeah, he's pulling a hard night tonight because guess what, folks? Time changes tonight, so you guys get a little extra hour-long party. And
that's right. It's going to be a little bit extra night tonight at the Asylum. So
all right, guys. So we're going to get fired up here. I know Kane always does the count-off, and I'm still going to let him do the count-off since we are.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Since we are in a crossover event. But again, get your Hulu up or your DVD if you're a true horror fan or Rocky Horror fan, and we'll get started here. And yep. Go ahead.
Okay, I got mine at 000, and if you don't, it's okay. Some people are very special and have it on 5 seconds. But anyway, here we go. In 3, 2, and 1, hit play. I do miss that 20th Century Fox. I'm sorry, I'm turning my head, guys. I have the movie over here.
We're not going to.
Don't judge. Usually I have the movie sometimes right in front of me, but for this instance, you know, I wanted to make things go a little bit smoother tonight. So if I'm going like this, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just.
Same thing. Mine's over off the side, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I just want to let people know because sometimes it's just kind of disrespectful. You're like, what is he doing? Like, no.
So I got a quick question for you. Where was the first time you saw this at?
You know, believe it or not, I'm not going to lie and say, oh, I saw it when it originally came out. No, I didn't. Actually, I was one of those people who saw it in the midnight showings when they were doing it. I think it was during the 80s. And I saw it with my brother.
Where at? Was it here locally? Or was it?
No, it was in New Jersey.
New Jersey?
It was
in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Well, we all can't be perfect. So, but here, I know I was inducted into it VHS first, obviously. My dear friend Melanie, who lives out in Minnesota, she introduced this to me, and I became fascinated. And then I jumped in. There used to be a movie theater here in Altamont Springs, here in Florida. Interstate 6 was the movie theater.
Was that next to the Altamont Mall?
It was across the Altamont Mall. It's where Picture Show is now. The Picture Show movie theater is a little $1.50 one.
That's it? Still there?
Yeah, still there. Yep. Yeah, they're still,
really?
Hey, they're all doing $1.50 movies. All they got to do is sell popcorn and hot dogs. So.
I have to go by there.
But yeah, no, that is where I saw it for the first time because that's where, you know, we would go because Altamont didn't have a movie theater at the time. They had a 2-screen theater, very tiny, you know, and Interstate was the place to really go and have fun. I saw how many movies I saw there. I remember being there. You know, Transformers, Pet Sematary, the original Transformers, folks, 86.
Yeah, the good
but,
one.
Yeah, but this, they used to do that. They used to do the midnight showing there. We checked that out every once in a while. I think Universal used to, was the last place I saw that they were doing them at.
Yeah, they stopped doing it a while ago. I want to say it's been like 5 years. I could be wrong. Could be more. But I actually went to one of those showings as well. So I went to one in Jersey. That was the first time I saw it. And the one here in Universal was a lot better because people really got into it, which I kind of like. They come, they dress up, they sing. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. So it's one of those movies that you have to, you know. I remember like a couple years ago, they were trying to do, they had another movie, Showgirls, and they were trying to like get that movie to have like a same cult following like this one has. It was like, didn't quite work out.
Not as much, but I mean, it's still something there for them.
Yeah, I mean. You know, that's your avenue. It's up your belt. It's all you. But Showgirls is not mine. It's just bad. Bad. This is just bad but good.
And if you guys do feel like getting up and dancing and singing, I think I'm gonna do it myself here.
I think I might have to. I think I'm only 2 Coors Lights in, so you never know. You know, throw the jacket off and. All that good stuff. Hey, Katrina, how you doing? At least we got somebody here. It's still a little bit early, so. But if you guys haven't joined, just come on in, and you know, I'm still at the opening credits. My God, these are like the longest opening credits.
Well, again, yeah. Well, this is the old studio rules. Remember, everybody had to have all the credits at the beginning. That was the big thing with George Lucas leaving the Directors Guild back when Star Wars came out, because he didn't want that. He wanted to roll right into the movie and just go from there.
That was very taboo when he did it. They were like, "Oh my god, oh, he's yeah. breaking
he,
the rules."
He, yeah, he, well, he had a choice: either you do it or you lose your guild credit. And he's like, "Okay, well, I want to maintain a certain quality to my movies, and that's what I'm going to do. So screw you."
Spoilers: he got his guild membership back.
No, I don't think he ever did.
No, you don't think so? I thought he did. Look that up. I think he did get it back. I think it was one after a time. It's like, oh my god, he's become so successful. We're one of these idiots that doesn't let him back in. I think he did get back in. Maybe it was an honorary thing. I don't know.
If you guys first watching this, check out watch the audience. You'll be seeing some of them again. Oddly enough.
Oh yes, most of them actually. Particularly two people in front of the church. Well, in front of the doors of the church. I think that's the quietest Tim Curry has ever been, probably in this entire movie.
Well, he's not feeling comfortable. So, you know, he's not in his right attire.
I think when that's a young Barry Boswick. If you guys don't know who Barry Boswick is, I think we talked about it last night. Barry Boswick was in a couple movies. I think he was in the original. Well, obviously Rocky. I mean, he was in Spin City. I know that, but I think he was in a couple horror movies as well. He was also in an episode of Supernatural in season 5. Mm. It was an episode about magicians, and they were like retired magicians. And basically, like, his act was getting weak and stale. And then all of a sudden, like, his act started, like, pumping up. Like, wow, he can really do all these acts. And then you find out later in the episode, like, one of his older magician friends, you know, he basically sold his soul to a demon. And he started, like, all the magic tricks he was doing, like, were actually real. And it's a really cool episode. And they had, like, this wannabe Chris Angel person who died, which is kind of funny how he died. But check it out.
And just so you know, I believe we need to change the rules for doing shots. It used to be a Doctor Who. I think we're going to have to revamp that to be for Supernatural. Anytime you bring up a Supernatural quote.
Is Supernatural taking over Doctor Who now?
I'm thinking so, because you've been running slow, and I've been sober a lot of these shows, because you haven't been bringing up Doctor Who, but you're bringing up more...
more Supernatural stuff?
Yeah.
There's a young Thelma. Or is it Louise? No, it's Thelma, right? Dating the home of happiness.
Damn it.
What happened?
Damn it.
Oh, Dan.
Oh, it says Janet. Damn it, Janet.
Oh, damn it, Janet.
That's right, folks. This is the musical episode of Heroes Asylum.
The river was diesel, let's planet Janet. This is like the closest we'll get to a musical. Maybe we'll do.
Yeah, you never know. We might hit
a bus. Never know. Yeah.
We could actually, because we are sort of tweaking the format to the midnight movies. We could actually do an episode of your favorite musicals.
That would be an interesting one.
Yeah. Oddly enough, some of mine fall in this genre of sort of musical horror theater. My other ones are Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, that's another one we could do.
I mean, nothing beats seeing Steve Martin as a sadistic motorcycle leather wearing dentist. All right, yeah. I mean, just you can't come up with anything better than that.
I'm surprised I haven't seen any. Well, unless you search for it. But I'm like talking about like physically. I have never seen anybody dress as that character. And that's an easy costume
yeah,
to kind of
yeah,
do.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, I mean, you just got to get the hair curl thing.
The hair curled, and you know, get like a you know, probably one of his better performances in that film. Him and Rick and Moranis were awesome. And of course, Seymour.
Janet.
You know, they were talking for a while. They wanted to redo that one. I'm like, but they've never done it.
I think they've done like offshoot ones, like with this one, Rocky Horror. We had a remake 2 years ago, I believe, was when the remake came out.
Of this?
Yeah, there was a
remake. I didn't even know they remade this.
Yeah, I think it was one of. Hold on, I got to bring it up here.
Yeah, you're going to have to educate
me. It was. I didn't even give it a chance. Sorry. I'm just like, you know, that this is one of those rarities. You just you don't mess with a classic. I think it's one of the things you and I have always talked about with people wanting to remake shows or movies or things like that. You know what? There are certain classics you just don't touch. And this is one of them. And I know they did it. And I just couldn't do it. Let's see. Yeah. The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Let's do the Time Warp Again is what it was called. 2016. Tim Curry was in there, but he was the criminologist. Laverne Cox, Victoria Justice, yeah, like Adam Lambert as Eddie. Yeah, it's a.
I don't remember that one at all.
Yeah, I don't even think it was done in France, but I know it came over here because you had like Kenny Ortega.
Was Kenny Ortega?
Not that Kenny Ortega.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say. Yeah. Now I might want to actually watch it.
Ortega's done movies. Ortega's done like High School Musical and things of that nature. That you know, there. I think he was part of that group. But yeah, now it's yeah. Ortega did like St. Elmo's Fire, Pretty in Pink, Ferris Bueller. He was a choreographer.
Great, what a great song. That's I forgot who sings St. Elmo's Fire. Oh man, he's in that Vince DeLuca kind of Stan Bush type of vibe. I know, like, a lot of 80s soundtracks, they did a lot of them. DeLuca, Bush. Like, Stan Bush has a lot of songs besides The Touch, guys.
Well, it was written by David Foster, who did St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, it was an English musician, John Parr, who performed it. And so most people, you know, compare, you know, think of Parr as the writer, but no, it's... But yeah, there was a remake of this, and again, one of those.
Well, I'm gonna choose to avoid that.
Again, that's what I chose. Those are moments where I'm like, yeah, you're gonna remake it. That's great. I'm not gonna touch it because I don't want to ruin this as bad as most people think this is. It's still.
But it's good. That's the thing. It's good, bad, man. But it's good. I mean, you like, I think was it yesterday when we were just talking about it? I put a post online, you know. Just, you know, move to the left and, you know, like literally like 8 comments within like 2 minutes. This is just so well known.
Yeah.
Do you think this has a bigger cult following than, we're just talking about it. Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Little Shop of Horrors was, I mean, because it was a remake, it did have its fan base, but I mean, if you really watch the original one, I mean, that's 1950, I think, something. It's, but yeah, I don't think I had that kind of following. This, because it's a musical, it's a very involved musical. Like, you can get in and the crowd, you know, can get into this. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen the original ending to Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah, from the black white one?
No. You know how supposedly, like, you know, the ending, you know, spoilers, guys, if you've never watched it, you know, they kill Seymour before he, you know, turns or whatever. But, like, in the original version they had, and apparently they filmed it, like, Seymour destroys everything.
It's Aubrey. Aubrey.
Why do I keep saying Seymour?
Seymour's the...
Who am I thinking of?
Seymour's Rick Moranis.
That's probably what it is. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know why I was getting confused. Like, I keep saying Seymour.
Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about?
I know too many Aubreys. That's probably why. Way too many.
Well, this one is Aubrey 2, by the way.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Because Aubrey's his girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Okay. Audrey, Aubrey, yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I haven't seen it in a while. Maybe we should have done that one. See, this is what happens. We do this, And we automatically we think, McMahon, Little Shop of Horrors could have been another one.
We don't know. We do not. Kane does.
Oh, you're not going to throw yourself in here?
No, because you're the worst one about it. You're like, man, we should be like we'll do it. We got time. Only do one movie a day.
I'm tired.
So a little history, most folks don't realize this. This was actually a play. It was written by an out-of-work actor in London in the early 1970s, Richard O'Brien, and he wrote it, the show, to keep himself busy on, I guess, winter evenings. And he worked with Steve Reeves for to get, Steve Reeves does, like, muscle films. And so he was kind of, like, basing it a little bit off of him, and also the glam rock era back then. For those of you who don't know, there was definitely a bigger glam rock.
Gary Glitter. Bowie was glam rock for a while.
During 1970s. You got to think early 1970s now. We're talking, yeah.
You know what? We were talking about a little secret project, and I think that'd be a good little thing to do as far as like glam bands.
Oh, yeah. That's enough. Yeah.
That'd be a really good one. A good subject. Like, list, like, some of your favorite glam band songs. I mean, Gary Glitter obviously is up there, Bowie, but there's a couple other ones.
Riff Raff. Yes. Make sure if nobody has seen it yet, do check out YouTube. Tenacious D has done a cover of the next song coming up, and Jack Black dressed as Riff Raff. Is classic. Is nothing better.
It's, you know what, you showed that to me yesterday. Awesome. Like, they did it beyond justice. My life. Maybe when I go back to the Winchester, I'll sing one of these songs. Better make sure you have the bottle of Maker's Mark next to me, though. Because Kane ain't driving home that night.
And for anybody in there and listening or watching along, this is a heavy, heavy influence within the LGBT community.
Big.
This became not a calling card, but a sort of a flag to wave because of what it represents.
Like a big anthem too for them. Yeah.
I mean, for what it represents, it's the embracing of the sexual liberation and especially androgyny. It's just all over there. I mean, Dr. Frankenstein, I think they said he equates like asexual in what he is. So,
on that LGBT note, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Is sadly tonight locally where Mia and Mike live, they are closing down a huge, huge LGBT club, the Parliament House. It's its last night. They didn't get the funding they needed to keep the land. They're not closing it for good. They're going to move it downtown from what I hear. But as far as historic, that place has been there for 30 years. You talk about LGBT, like statutes.
Yeah.
I think it's the biggest thing in this town. And I'm not going to lie. Yeah, right, I've been there a couple times with some friends.
Yeah, right there behind, I think, behind, right next to Pulse.
Yes.
When you look at the LGBT community here.
That place was I'm not going to lie, being a hetero man myself, I've been there a couple times with some friends. And really friendly people there.
You're man pretty, so you're gonna get a lot of drinks, trust me.
You know what, it's funny you say that. I went in there with a girl I was dating at the time, and I just walked in, and she went to the bathroom, so I'm there by the bar by myself, just minding my own business, and then all of a sudden I turn around, I was drinking whiskey sours that night, so I finish it, and then bartender's like, hey man, here you go. I'm like, I didn't order this. He's like, oh no, they did. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks. And it was like two of them. And then like he comes back a minute later and says, hey, what's up? Do you want me to pay my tab? He's like, oh, no, I have another drink for you. From who? And he's over there. I'm like, oh. I'm like, and I did the usual.
Now, I think I went there and I saw Grease.
Wow.
And okay. There's nothing like watching a drag queen sing Sandra Dee. All right. Nothing in the world. Founding. Fleeting.
Ding.
Takes its toll. Longer.
You're going to treat tonight. Mike is singing tonight, kids.
Damn. How can you not sing to this? Come on,
all
man.
Right, look, all right, I'm with you. But listen closely. Remember, doing the time off. The blackness kicked me, and the void would be calling. Let's do the time off again. Da-na-na-na-na.
Step to the right.
Yeah, you should leave that audio on for like a... Well, actually, no, you can't.
I can.
Again? Yeah, we got another person in the chat. Hello, who's a new chat person? Sorry. You know, I just looked at the chat for a second, and it's funny because, like, you know, the chat is in a, like a slight delay, and I just saw myself like busting a groove, and I was like, well, is that me? and I see you with that. Guys, this is Mike's favorite movie. I think he's you know, look at that insanity. Epic mask. If you're not watching this for the movie, it's fine. But just watch it. Look at Mike's dance. Look at how in rhythm he is. See, usually Mike is usually the what's to say, the straight laced guy. And tonight he's not. Tonight he's gonna flip. There you go. Keep dancing, sir. Keep dancing. Your good little heart out. And then a step to the right. With your hands on your hips. Hey, you got some fans there, Mike. You know, I'm gonna do a little commentary on Mike's dancing. I got a effort. Look at the hands and the waving.
That's right. You gotta.
Yeah, we gotta give him an A for the mask. Rhythm is about a minus, hey, but hey. He did step to the left.
I never said anything great about my dancing.
It's okay, man. Kept in rhythm.
If you ask Willie Sr., I think he says I break something every time I move.
Oh God. How old is Susan Sarandon in this film? Probably what, 30?
This one? No, probably even younger than that.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you got to realize this is 74, 75. I mean,
okay, she's 20. I'm gonna guess 23.
Let's see. One of you guys know how to Madison.
I know a Madison. No, I don't. I take that back. I don't know any Madison.
We both know a Madison. What are you talking about? Let's see.
Susan, you mean Sarandon Madison from Splash? I know that Madison.
So Susan Sarandon is 74 right now. So you figure
74?
Yeah. So you figure Rocky Horror Picture Show was 75. So just so I mean, just put do the math. I'm 46. I was born in 74. So 45 years.
Really? Me too.
So maybe you were right. So yeah, I guess around 30. So she would have been 30. She just seems so much younger. Hey! There he is.
Oh, we got people here? What? Who's joining? There's the man. I need some cigarettes now. Oh, yeah.
Stop, Vaha.
And there he is,
lava.
The incomparable Tim Curry. I mean, the list of accolades we could name, we'd probably be here all night. Now, he's had a lot of, like, let's be honest, we grew up with Tim Curry. Like, a lot of the guys or gals who grew up probably, like, 90s, they may or may not know who Tim Curry is, but he's had a lot of iconic characters. In your mind, in your opinion right now, I mean, let's say a bullet to your head, right? What is the one character he's truly known about, in your opinion?
That he's known for?
In your opinion, that it's, you know, he's going to die. You know, God forbid, hopefully he doesn't. He's sadly in a wheelchair right now, which kind of sucks.
Dude, that's a tough one. I mean,
what do you think is the one character he's going to be like, he's going to go to his gravestone, like, I mean, they're going to write a couple, but what is the first one that goes to headstone?
Pennywise.
Think so?
Yeah. I mean, he was huge for Pennywise. This hit a small subgenre. Because this will instantly turn people off just by the look of it. And unfortunately, those folks are out there. And, if, you know, we just have to, you know, they're out there, and then we just have to accept them for that. They don't want to get into that, but
with their closed-mindedness?
I don't want to say it that way, but if you go ahead, that's Kane at heresasylum.com. Please make sure you do check in with
him. It's at Gmail, just kidding.
Yeah, Gmail, yeah. Well, actually, I think it is now.
Did it change it?
Well, yeah, I don't have Heroes Asylum anymore, the website.
Right,
so.
Yeah. So,
but no, I think Pennywise really will be his big one. I know you want to say this, but
you know what I'm going to say. I think you already know.
Well, I'm thinking either this one or Palpatine.
No, Palpatine.
Yeah, he did Clone Wars for a year.
No, not Palpatine, But you were on that. You're on the right wavelength, though.
What clue? Legend? I mean, which one?
Legend.
I don't think Legend, because it's not Legend's not a big movie.
Oh yeah, dude, Legend. Yeah, dude.
You and I like you and I like Legend. There's a group of people out there just like
us. Not a group. There's a lot of people who like Legend.
A lot, but not as many that like Pennywise. Pennywise.
Oh, Katie, you're gonna go with Mike.
You asked me a straight up question. What will he be known for? More people will know him for Pennywise than for Legend. Most people don't know about Legend. They don't know Tom Cruise is in there. I mean, that one of the top Hollywood actors.
I don't know. I see a lot.
We're
going to differ on this.
In the Facebook groups, in the Twitter groups that you run in, you're going to find people that are just like you with your experience. And yes, you're going to run in, and they're going to say Legend.
That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people I run into, as far as those chat rooms goes, Legend. They always say Darkness.
You ask the question.
Say Pennywise, and then they'll
go. What will he be known for when he's gone?
Besides him, Frankenfurter. But
no, like I was saying, you ask, what will he be known for when he's gone? The main public will remember him more for Pennywise than Legend, because the main public doesn't know about Legend. Okay. That's all.
Sure.
Oh yeah. Now, if you ask me, hey, in the geek community, what will he be known for? Yes, Legend, hands down.
Okay. Guys, I'll be right back. So,
yes, guys, yeah, we do check in and out here every once in a while, because have to get refills and, you know.
A little refill, so I'll be right back.
So if anybody's interested, I think it's just Katie on here right now. But if anybody's interested, our midnight movies are very similar to this. We, Kane and I, sit and watch a movie and we talk about it. We talk about some of the history of the movie and then some of the conversations that come with it, you know, because we will drift off into different areas and different directions. But the midnight movie showings that we've been doing lately, they're probably going to go away. We're going to replace them with a midnight movie review where we're going to spend time reviewing the movies instead of doing watch-alongs like this. Because these watch-alongs are a little bit long. And nice tighty-whities there, Brad. Wow. I don't think I've seen a pair like that since I was... yeah, way too young. Anybody else joining in? Drop into the chat room. Say hi. We're on watching Rocky Horror Picture. I think we are at... Shoot, I can't see where we're at. A minute and... No, I don't see where... Sorry, I don't... The way I'm watching it, it's not showing me how where we're at. We're at... Sorry. We're just 30 minutes in, so if anybody's joining in and wants to watch along with us, Kane left to do a beverage refill. So if anybody else wants to hop in and watch with us or chat with us, we got a couple other folks on here. And if another good dance number comes up, I may return to my, bring up my dancing shoes again. It's kind of interesting if most people don't realize a lot of this was supposed to be in black and white instead of the instead of the color version that we got. But I think the color version was much better because you want to see the differences and the shades of the room and the characters in it. Oh, look. Got Kane back.
Hello, everyone. It's me. The man who will find Artemis Fowl. You know, that
You know that mask has no mouth, so you really shouldn't be talking.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
But it's all about the, you know, the effect.
There you go.
That's all it is. Ben would dig this mask. Ghost. Do they? You know what I was looking for was the lead singer. What do they call it? The Pope mask? Can't find that one.
The what? Which one?
It's the lead singer. What is it called? Is he called the Pope or something?
What lead singer? What were you talking
for,
about?
For Ghost.
Oh, Ghost. I didn't hear you say Ghost. Sorry.
I'm sorry. You know, I'll take this off soon, guys.
Well, no, I think he's like I think he's changed his name. I think originally he was just like the preacher or the priest or something like that. Oh, I saw it. I saw Blue Steel for a second.
Nice job.
Yeah,
you did. No,
you
didn't. You didn't see nothing. That's a lie.
Saw Blue Steel for a second.
No, you didn't. Enough with this thing about Blue Steel. I do not do Blue Steel in a lot of pictures. That is a fallacy, sir.
We haven't done a poll this month. Do we want to do a vote?
Go ahead. Put it on there. I don't care. And post a couple pictures on there, too.
Oh, I will. No, I'll make sure. Blue Steel in all its glory. So apparently Tim Curry has gotten kicked out of one of the midnight airings of Rocky Horror because they thought they thought he was an imposter. Like he came in.
I could see that.
You know, and it's kind of.
Was that recorded? Is it on video, I mean? And like
of him getting kicked out? I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay. Open the switch to the Sonic Oscillator! That's why I need one of those in my house, a Sonic Oscillator.
Why, so you can bring a mummy-wrapped dude back to life?
Why does it gotta be a dude?
Because that's what Rocky is.
Why can't it be a chick?
I mean, you can go. You know,
why can't I just be in a graveyard hunting for a dead chick?
You can go weird science if you want. You know, just make sure you wear
the
bra on your head. And
oh, I gotta tell you, on my Instagram, I follow Vanessa Angel.
Okay.
And I left her a comment because she lives in Vancouver. She's not doing too much acting nowadays. So I saw her post a picture of a weird science. It was a scene. I was like, oh my God, I missed this show. You were still like, I remember you from, you know, what was it? What was the movie, the bowling movie?
Which bowling movie?
That she was in.
Oh, Kingpin?
Kingpin, yeah. She was awesome in Kingpin. I was like,
I thought you were talking about, you know, Big Lebowski.
No. Ooh. See, that's another one. Damn.
What?
I was just thinking about categories like bowling movies. Great bowling movies.
Looks like a little kid at a fucking slushy machine. I'm going to try every fucking flavor.
Yeah, it's me, man.
I know.
Still happens today. Just hit them all now.
Well, yes. It's bringing up the rainbow. The Rainbow Coalition, if nobody ever noticed that before. That's definitely another sign of, you know, being extremely pro.
Yeah, this was pro Ray before it was, I don't know.
I've never looked to see where the flag itself came from, if it was influenced by this, but I don't know when the flag became
into. That's an interesting question. I never knew about that, like. Was it always a rainbow?
Because this was the first time I guess I had always seen it as a rainbow, but I never put two and two together. Being the,
I wonder. Take the mask off.
I always thought this was a young Rucker Hauer.
It does look like him. The sword of the Immaculate is hanging over my head. Damn, when you said it, like the hose got the mic.
What's that?
No, when he said that line, I feel like I'm hanging over the head of Demaculis. I'm like, shit, throwing Greek mythology in our ass. But this is tongue twister. No, I haven't had enough of these yet.
Easy for you to say.
I hate you. I just finished watching The Blood of Zeus on Netflix. Is like an 8-episode kind of anime.
Oh yeah, you were telling me about that the other day.
Yeah, it's like they're like 30 minutes long. Really good, really good, really really good. I'd recommend it. You know, if you guys don't like, you know, sitting watching through 13 one episode, because I think nowadays the norm is probably like 13 to 10 episodes, or even 8 of a series. And you want to sit there that long. This is 8 30-minute episodes. And the last one is 40. So, man, this dude does look like Rutger Hauer.
Yeah, like I said, when I first saw this, I was like, is that Rutger Hauer? Of course, now, years later, I found out it was not, but it definitely has the look of it. He just is great. I'm sorry. Tim was perfect for that role.
He just brings high energy to everything he does.
But he captured this very strong female, you know, craziness about him.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Henwood is who Rocky is.
Okay.
Really just 3 movies. Tamlin, Rocky, and then Sebastian. Uncredited in that. He's formerly currently an English antiques dealer. If anybody's curious of where Rocky's whereabouts are now. And a little strange twist to, like, horror movie names. We always, you know, just very spoofy of you know, creating Frankenstein. But in Frankenstein, the name is from the doctor, not the monster. But in this one, it's the other way around. The title of the movie is of the title of the monster, not the doctor.
I'm sure you've seen the original Frankenstein, right? 1931. I mean, I'm sure everybody else has in the chat as well. But did you know that there is actually a scene out there on YouTube from the original one that was cut out from the movie?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe I've seen.
You know what I'm talking about?
I've seen a lot of extra
stuff. Well, if you guys don't know, I'll explain. In the book, there's a scene where basically Frankenstein meets the little girl, and the little girl's playing with the flower, and Frankenstein like looks at her like, oh, how sweet. And then basically he picks up the little girl and starts playing with the little girl like a flower. And the little girl, when she's playing with the flower, she just throws it away. And Frankenstein, in the novel, in the book, just basically takes the little girl and throws her in the river. She drowns and dies. They don't show that in the movie.
No.
Well, there's a scene on that on YouTube. So
they do show that in Transylvania 65,000.
Wow.
Okay, I thought you didn't appreciate that cut. Because there is a scene where he finds a girl who's sitting by a lake playing with flowers. Do you like that cut?
Usually I get the deep pulls, but that's a deep. Deep cut.
Come on, man. Gina Davis, deep. Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum. That's a deep, deep cut.
And oddly enough, one of my favorite '80s movies.
Earth Girls Are Easy?
No.
He had to walk around in heels that whole movie, too. That's impressive.
So I wonder, was he part of the... I wonder if he was ever on the Broadway.
I'm not going to say yes. I'm not going to say no. Because I could see it, but I don't know. Maybe he was. Maybe for a couple of shows.
Because a lot of times when these movies go from play to a big screen, they try to find some of the actors that were doing it. Let's see, Chris Prominence, portraying American figure. Yes, so yeah, actually, and he was says here he reprised the role he originated in 1973. So he was the one that did the musical, the play in London when they came out.
Oh, okay, well, sure.
So I'm sure then he at that point he's had some time in heels. So Meatloaf,
lick a bat out of hell.
What's up, Eddie?
Yeah. Ah, Meatloaf. You gotta love the guy. Rock and roll, yeah. You love him know how to play the sax?
I don't know. Easy there, party guy. What's going on, man? Here are the bottles of beer and.
Yeah, man. We're just we're rocking out at Casa King tonight. Last night was a little bit of a light night, but tonight's it's Halloween. We got Rocky Horror, and so time change. Could be a late night. Could be.
And yes, Meatloaf was also part of one of the original casts on the original L.A. Roxy cast. Oh, playing Everett playing Eddie, and he also played Dr. Everett Scott as well. He played two characters from that. Two other cast members from the More Than You Deserve also were cast. Graham Jarvis, and then who played the narrator?
Some old dude.
The narrator at the beginning, you should write. He looks familiar. I've seen him before.
Rocky!
I love the camera angles when he's rolling around the room on the motorcycle. That one right over his shoulder, and then the one where like it's looking like through the glass panel.
I really love rock and roll. Hot Patootie, that's my soul. I really love rock and roll. Hot Patootie, that's my soul. I really love rock and roll. Whoa, whoa. Oh, damn. Oh, okay. That's why we have to cut away, guys. Cut away. Too much violence. Why'd you kill Eddie? He had a cool bike. You know, it's amazing that he can, we were talking earlier, like the physicality he can pull off in his roles and how he switches. But he can do that in voice acting, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tim Curry's voice.
That's the thing. Like, you think in voice acting, when he does that, it changes. No, it doesn't. Like, a little known fact, like Michael was just saying earlier, he did the voice of Palpatine, I think, season one, Clone Wars.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that includes the Clone Wars movie, the animated movie, and then the first season after that.
And maybe you guys know or didn't know, he also did the voice of the Joker for Batman the Animated Series for what I believe was like, I think it was 3 or 5 episodes.
The Batman or the original? The
Animated Series.
The Animated Series, okay.
Yeah. I think he did 3 or 5 episodes because I think he had to do something, he had some kind of contract with a movie or something, and then Hamill, if I remember correctly. We should watch Xanadu.
Yeah, I know.
Do Xanadu.
Well, I'm thinking here, he was doing The Three Musketeers as Cardinal Richelieu, and he was also in The Shadow around the same time, I think, in Congo. The same time the Batman.
Was he in Congo?
Yeah, he was in Congo as well. So that I remember him in The Shadow. That may have been because that was the time frame.
That's probably one of the yeah.
So it looked like he had some movies. Yeah, some movies he had to do.
Frank and Rocky, yay! Amazing.
Like I said, yeah, the narrator, he looks familiar other than here.
He does. I'm trying to pinpoint what, but I can't. I thought he was reading from Tales to Tales to Astonish.
Oh.
What happened?
Diamonds Are Forever. James Bond. He played.
He was one of the bad guys.
Yeah, yes, that's where I recognize him from.
And by the way, guys, in case we didn't say it, we'll say it, I guess, together. Rest in peace, Sean Connery. He passed away today at 90. The OG Bond, and to me, I'm not sure Mike's thoughts, but the only Bond to me. Daniel Craig has been like the closest, but to me, Sean Connery's always going to be James Bond.
Those are some blasphemous words. All right, folks. Yeah,
excuse you?
That's Kane. If anybody wants to send some venom his way, knock yourself
out. Go ahead.
Out.
Bring it.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm used to the hate,
Sean
man.
Sean Connery, so. Roger Moore. Those are the ties.
It's a tie. Yeah, tie? Yeah. No. Yeah. Don't come to this house saying that.
So, but not only in Diamonds Are Forever, but also You Only Live Twice. He was in both of those. So, that is definitely, I would have to say, where my...
He was there's a particular villain name. Did he have a cool name, like Dr. No or something?
Slavro?
Slavro, yeah.
Oh, excuse me, I'm so sorry I burped like that in there.
God bless you. Hey. Okay. It's all right, Janet. Everything's going to be...
I think he was part of... He was part of the... he was part of what was it, Spectre, so that's why, because you had a lot of them like flipped roles.
Yeah, okay, that's probably what I'm thinking. But I could be wrong. Oh, how did Frank? Oh, hey.
And he was actually one of the bald one, but that guy was portrayed by several people. The one that basically Dr. Evil was spoofed off of.
Yeah, big time. What was the name? Oh, was it
that was Ernest Stavro Blofeld.
Blofeld, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, he's, you know, but he was the head of Spectre. But it looks like, I didn't realize there were so many different people that played him, but he was one of them.
Rumors got shot down. Apparently, that new James Bond movie, the last one with Daniel Craig, is not going to be on streaming. So, for you guys holding out hope, they're going to push it back like everything else. So.
And here's a little information. There's a royalty, still royalty, even though she has passed. But a certain princess was a big fan of the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Diana, really?
Yeah. Well, you got to think when it came out, 70s, and it was in London, she was in her early 20s. So, and she was very open about, you know, that community. Definitely I could see that. And
I could see, yeah. Ooh. Damn, you're poking with a damn kick. Ooh. Okay. You know, you could have just tapped him in the back. You don't have to get the entire, you know, cathedral of candles on him.
Yeah, he's a monster.
But it's Rutger Hauer, guys.
This is when the movie started taking on a strange twist.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're finding out Riff Raff and his sister, companion, I don't know what exactly we would call
her. Yeah, they never, like, I don't know, like something. FWB, I guess, if we're going on it now.
But yeah, Riffraffing Magnia.
Mm.
Or Magnet. Magna.
I'm sorry. I was going to spit out my beer. I got to tell you about this. I was flipping through some Tinder profiles. I get bored sometimes, so I was just flipping through them. And I one caught my eye was this woman. No lie, I gotta find it. She was 65 years old. Older lady, nothing wrong with that. And the first thing it says, she's like, I have grandchildren, all that. She's like, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm looking for a friend with benefits. At 65.
You're 65. You still feel the mood to do it.
I don't know whether to be very impressed or frightened. Like, damn, 65. Like, where are you gonna go? Like the old folks home or something? Like, hey, baby, I know you're in a wheelchair, but yeah. Just saying.
Yeah, that's right, folks. I'm gonna make sure I get Kane's email address up here, flashing big and bold, so everybody knows where to.
Yep. Come contact me, even direct message me. I'm up all night. 24 hours. Oh, God.
Oh,
is Xanadu? Come on, Rocky.
Go right into Xanadu.
Oh, poor Brad. Brad, you're square, dude.
Man, I still think of Susan Sarandon and freaking Bull Durham. That to me, when she was at her, I mean, she still looks good at 74. But that movie, like. Woo. That's one I thought you were going to choose for a sports movie, by the way.
No, I wouldn't. We know. That's. You and I shouldn't watch that together, so.
Why not?
Nah, it's just.
Oh, well. That'd be kind of weird. Take that out of the equation, guys.
Rocky! You're back, bud! Well, worse for it. Everybody's like a little less clothing going on tonight. There we go. There we go. Uh-oh. Look at Rocky. He wants to get it on. Emotion. It's also power aeration, master. Uh-oh. There we go. The hell? Well, Susan Sarandon doesn't look. Though there's no getting into heavy petting. It only leads to trouble. Yeah, that's true. That is true. Whoa.
So when they were originally doing this, they actually tried to get her to do this scene naked.
Ooh, I can see it. Damn. Ooh. Well, he's in bra and panties now. I might as well go all the way. See it? Hey, what does she look like now at 74? I'm just kind of curious.
We saw her last night. Well, you remember the video for...
Yes. Yeah,
that,
right,
that was her at the very beginning.
Still looks good. Whoa, there we go. Thrill Me, Chill Me, or is it Thrill Me, Kill Me, little U2 song? By the way, in case I didn't say it, happy Halloween, sir.
Happy Halloween.
And happy Halloween to you guys in the chat. Thanks for joining us. If you're there, if you left, you're coming back, so...
Oh, no. Oh, he took Eddie's jacket.
Always need a trophy. Always.
Damn, man.
You know, ooh, I can't. No.
Don't forget, folks.
I'm just. When you were talking about trophies, I was just thinking about something.
Just keep watching the live feed.
No, I won't say anything.
No, you watch the live feed.
Oh yes, I got it right now.
No, I'm just saying, just keep watching it.
You really want to get me in trouble, don't you? Oh, Lord. Okay, so in a fight, Frankenfurter, Pennywise, Darkness, and his character from Clue. I forgot his name. Who wins?
Oh, Pennywise. Every time. He's an alien. He's a demonic alien that can do anything. All Frankenfurter can do is turn into a Karen, so...
So the modern day Rocky Horror will be like a Karen.
I'm thinking. Look at the hair,
dude. You know that. You know what's funny? Did you say that?
Yeah.
I went to Spirits today, and I was looking at a Halloween mask. I mean, I have a couple, but I was browsing, and I saw a Karen mask.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? We're at that point where we got to make a Karen mask?
I think Karen masks have been out for a couple of years. I don't.
Are you sure? Maybe because I didn't see it.
Yeah.
That's probably it is. That's a little... Eh.
But was it a mask or was it a hairdo?
No, it was an actual mask. It was like the mask that I got here. It was like this.
But what makes it a Karen mask?
It just said Karen mask.
That's strange. Okay.
Don't look at me. Blame spirits. Go check it out.
I always thought, you know, I always took a, you know, the thought of Karen. It was more like the hairstyle, you know, the really was, short in the back, and it goes like all kind of party crazy. And
yeah, it was that, but a mask.
Okay, so there was hair to it. Okay.
No. It was just like that, but it was like it had that hair. But you know,
don't play games with me, Mr. Scott.
All right, folks, I will be right back. Kane has the show.
Yep.
Bye.
Excuse me. All right, guys. You know, I'm not going to mention anything with where you've seen these actors at because it's normally where I go, but not tonight. It's Halloween, pretty much. So I want to know, guys, or whoever's in the chat right now, what are you guys doing for Halloween right now? Besides watching us make fools out of ourselves. Let me see. You never seen it? What? Mrs. Sutton Grammer, you have never seen... It's a... I'm going to write. Yes, it is a definite watch. If you guys have never seen Legend, watch Legend. The very young Tom Cruise. A made-up Tim Curry looking like Satan, like the darkness. Basically, he's the devil. Big horns, like this big. Good stuff. There is a Karen mask, yeah. At Spirits. Check it out. It was like $20, a little bit pricey for my taste. But, you know, to each his own. Maybe I should have bought it. And here we go. The most awkward dinner. See, just reverse that. That's usually how I eat breakfast in the morning. Except it's by myself and with my dog. So. And it's not really breakfast. It's like a brunch. What is that? Let me see this. Legend. Oh. Maybe we should do it for one of our watch-alongs. I'm about to suggest that to Mike. It is still early. It's only 10:14. You know, what you guys should do, you got to force Mike to drink a little bit more, because when he does, he's a little bit more agreeable. So that's our goal. When he comes back, you guys in the chat, whoever's still there, we got to do, I don't know if we can do shots, but we can do something to encourage Mike to be a little bit more open to things, let's just say. Yeah, it's still a great movie. To my absent friends. And Rocky. Ah, Tim Curry, man, he's... Is she wearing Minnie Mouse ears? Yes, sir. Oh, it's okay. I am, but you know, it's all good. You don't have to drink. It's Saturday. It's one more thing. I want to do Legend now. Goddamn, Mike. I will scream it from the top of my lungs. I think my 7-Eleven associate, when I went to the gas station today, I think he looked just like that dude. Not Rocky, but the other dude. Not Frank Clifford, the other dude. Guy with the suit. Yeah, that's what he did. He did something like that. At least he was very agreeable. He was a very nice servant. He just basically checked me out. He was like, hey, man, here you go. $15 for your, you know, because I bought a 12-pack of Coors Light. There you go. And happy Halloween. He was wearing a Trump mask. Nice guy. I think so.
Sounds like he was.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Good for you, Katie. There we go. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, guys, email me there. Go ahead. Man, we got 6 people in the chat room now.
A whole 6?
Yeah!
No way.
I love it. Thanks, guys, for joining us. We appreciate it. You know, you don't have to come in here, but, you know. It makes us feel good. The whole chat room was trying to convince you to do Legend after this. I told them you're not up to it, but I was like, you know.
Yeah, full of shit.
Huh?
Full of crap.
What? I'm just saying, they were like very insistent. But I had to defend you. I was like, no, man, he's not going to do it.
You know, I can still see the chat, right? So what's an Eddie burger taste like?
How did they get a picture of Eddie that quick? Hey guys, I'll take my little break as well. And Mike has the captain's chair again.
How's it going, everybody?
Oh, a little too much green hair falling everywhere. Hey, who else is in there? I know it's Jeff, Katie. Who else? Anybody else? Say hi. Don't just watch. Give us a hello. Howdy. So those of you watching, how many of you guys have actually, when's the last time you actually watched this? Just let us know. Just pop in the chat. I know for me, it's probably been 3 years, maybe four. I didn't get a chance to watch it last year or the year before that. Most people don't remember or know. So I'm sure some of you do. I had a heart attack about 2 years ago, actually. So I wasn't feeling much Halloween-y the year prior to that or the following year. So, and I thought this would be a fun thing to do tonight. So make sure. Hey guys, how's everybody doing? Oh, we're getting a bunch of watchers. Hey, do a shout out. See, let me know who's sitting here watching. If you guys are watching with us, we are sitting at, we're almost towards the end of Rocky Horror. We're sitting at an hour and 10 minutes. So if anybody's on Hulu or got your own personal copy, join in. And like I said, we said earlier, if anybody wants to share their Halloween costumes, hop on our page for Heroes Asylum Facebook page, the podcast. Send out your send us your Halloween costumes. We'll do a little watch along on those for tomorrow. Holy shit, that looks better,
doesn't it?
Much better.
Okay, this is actually part of a bigger
time. Man, we had 10 people until you popped on with that weird face, and then they left.
What, man? I'm sorry. I thought we were doing Halloween masks. I mean, I'll take it off if the guys don't want to see it.
Oh, they're already gone. Don't worry.
You did not have 10 people.
No, we did. We did. We had 10 people. I told them to send pictures, and of course, you know, whenever I say that to anybody, they really run away.
Yeah, because they think you're being, like, a little weird. That's what it is. Send pictures.
I don't say it like you say it. I just said, hey, guys, send pictures. We're, you know, Halloween pictures.
And she cried out.
What's that mask for? What's that mask for?
Oh, this is, here, let me get it up here again.
That's what she said.
Shut up. this is part of the, it's actually a rare costume that they don't sell no more. I've been looking online. It's actually, it's actually the Dark Archer, no, the Dark Arrow or Red Arrow.
Oh, okay.
From Earth X, season 6. It's probably like the Earth, like Crisis in Earth X. That's like supposed to be the evil version of the Green Arrow.
Yeah, I remember you dressing up like that. I just thought it with the mask.
Yeah, I have the whole costume. I was gonna, like, you know, sport it out tonight, but, you know, I decided to do this, and, you know, I have a costume especially for a certain accessory for Ben if he ever showed up.
Well, we knew Ben wasn't working. Ben was working.
I know. I'm just saying, like, you know, see him. Maybe I'll send a picture of it.
Maybe that's who's been popping in here.
Ben.
Maybe he's popped in a couple of times to see what the hell we're doing.
Maybe. But we thank the people that came and went and the people that are still here, so.
He reminds me of my stepmother. The facial and his
the facial expressions?
Yeah. Just kind of weird.
I was gonna, you must have some stories to tell.
No, just my dad had a type, and he had an age he liked. So,
really?
My dad always dated or married in the 20s, no matter how old he was.
You know, I was thinking of a costume for next year. Yes, guys, I'm thinking of next year. And remember I told you that I would never, ever dress up as Batman for Halloween. Never. Like, I never have. Not even as a little kid. Not even the plastic mask. Not even that. However, there is a version of a costume. It's from Dark Knight's Death Metal. Where he has like the costume on there, but he has a long kind of like leather trench coat and a freaking axe, kind of like freaking metal. I mean, literally, like, no pun intended, but very metal. I might do that.
Well, if you do, I've got the Joker mask to go along with you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no doubt.
But I'll have to put mine in dreads though, since the hair's so long. I think I should be the Jamaican Joker.
You should, dude. I don't. Well, oh my god.
All I need is a bat.
You should do that. No. Yes, one of my least favorite Jokers of all time, from the Batman animated series, which me and my brother we affectionately call the Rasta Joker. In an empty house. We should do more of these. Oh, yeah. Okay.
You see it now?
Yeah, I just saw with his facial expressions. I'm a big face guy, so just.
Now, there are two different movie versions of this out there. One for the U.S. movies, and there is also the U.K. movie.
The U.K. has got to be like a little unedited, probably.
Maybe. Probably some of the songs. But it says that there are some DVDs that will have both versions out there. So if you guys are like DVD collectors and want to get like the rarity kind of thing, look for that if you're going to get the Rocky, or look for the one that's the both of them.
Do they still have burlesque shows anymore? Or is
there nipple popping out? Holy shit. Sorry. It what? Yep, it is. Sorry.
What happened? What?
I thought her nipple was popping out of the top of her outfit there, and they were. I was like, wait a second. Then you see her try to pull it.
Did
pull
I miss a boob?
Oh, I was like, wait a second. I'm trying to see if that's how the rest of them are. I mean, his, I think, are showing, but.
Yeah, but I don't want to see his.
Oh, and by the way, that is not his real voice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If anybody's, like, wondering.
Oh, boy. Yeah, brother, you might want to shave a little bit next time.
It's a happy trail going up, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he got a huge happy trail, man. Lanny Pat has always been the best. Not that I know.
That's where Manson got his dance moves at for stage performing.
What was that big rumor a long, long time ago that Manson was actually the kid from the Wonder Years?
Yeah, that was a.
Did you?
Weren't even the same age.
For a while I believed that too. I was like, "Is that really him?" Because like it looked like him when he was a little bit older, like structurally wise, like his face. But Manson debunked that.
Yeah. And that one also that he removed his bottom two ribs so he can blow himself. Yeah, where's that one?
What was that first album by Manson? What was the name of it? Candy something?
No, Family Portrait.
Family Portrait, yeah. I love that album.
Well, that was his first major label. He had they had a couple of albums beforehand.
Yeah, but the first major like release label was Family Portrait. I love that album.
Yeah, an American Family Portrait.
He's got a song. Is it called Lunchbox?
Yeah.
I freaking love that song.
Well, that originally came from where they were when they originally started Marilyn Manson. It was Marilyn Manson and the Spooky Kids.
Yes,
and
yes.
When they would come on stage, they would carry lunchboxes.
Lunchboxes, yeah. That was their big thing.
That came from. I saw them at the Edge. God, back when he had eyebrows.
Good Lord. I saw Stone Temple Pilots for a secret show at the Edge, and I saw Nine Inch Nails at the Edge, another secret show. I saw Type 1 Negative there.
Yeah, I saw tons of bands there.
Oh my God, I've seen so many. Now that place is a life church.
Yeah. I guess it needed some cleansing.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, that place did need some cleansing.
I remember seeing Danzig and Azrael there.
You know, I saw that show, too. But you might have been there at the same time I was.
Well, if Danzig and Azrael were there, yep, I was.
Yeah, I was there.
They only did one show.
That's it. Yeah, there was just one and done.
And most folks don't realize.
If you want to get evil, sorry.
The local band Gargamel actually took their name to make fun of that and became Gargamel and Azrael from the Smurfs.
Yeah, for the Smurfs.
And yeah, Gargamel was definitely more fun, funky punk metal. I mean, it's just a collage of everything.
I like Gargamel better than freaking.
But Azrael would basically, they were just like speed metal, kind of ripping them off.
There were three local. There were three big local bands around that time. I mean, they're probably a little bit more, but that I knew of. There was Gargamel. There was, and you know, Bughead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bughead was big. What was the other one? Was it Dirty Apples or Rotten Apples?
Not sure on that one.
Oh man. I saw them at the station.
There are so many. I mean, you had.
I saw. I saw.
You had Strange. You had Tabitha Secret. You had
Tabitha Secret. I saw them.
You had Kluge.
If you guys don't know what Tabitha Secret is, they eventually became Matchbox 20. So, yeah.
You had Kluge, this local band here. Yeah. You had Cool World. They did more covers, but they were probably.
They did a ton of covers. Well, they were mostly a cover band.
The funny thing is, the guitar player of that band ended up being the guitar player of Slaughter. Kelly, whatever the guitar player was for Slaughter, when he died, they brought him.
Yeah. I didn't know. Oh, okay. Well, known fact.
Then he had DNS and Dead Billion Dead or Five Billion Dead. They were
Five Billion Dead. Yeah.
So.
Nothing Face. Oh.
Tons of them. Medusa.
It was tons. I used to watch. It was between like when the Edge was done. I used to go to Station. The Station was in
Fern Park,
yeah. I used to love the entrance. It was literally a freaking train. Now it's a freaking Home Depot.
Just well, no, the Home Depot was always that behind it. The station.
No, it wasn't always there. But that was a big space back there. It was really nothing there for a while.
No, there was always a strip mall there.
But there wasn't a Home Depot. There is a Home Depot.
No, I think there was a Kmart there, one before that.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. And they, you know what? They took the crystals out of there, too. Oh, boy. Here we go. I'm sure everybody has their high heel nights. This is a little disturbing. I mean, not this whole movie is not, but I'm not even talking about the pool scene.
Well, as I said earlier, I was like, there's a moment it takes this whole little.
It gets a little too. But if you're going to go, just go all the way. You want to talk about winning a Halloween costume contest one year? I'll tell you what we do. You get me, you get you, somebody else, dressed just like this. We will win hands down. And Ben could be the guy in the wheelchair.
You know better than that. We've already had one wheelchair guy, and nobody will replace him.
Nope. Rest his soul. Steve, I know you're looking down at us, sir.
And here's where the turn happened.
Oh, yeah. Let's, what's... I'm like, what just... Yeah, the look in Tim Curry's face, that's basically the look I had. I'm like, what?
Well, this was the whole point of it. It was supposed to be a kind of a spoofy thing on the old 50s. Like horror and sci-fi stuff.
It just... Every time I see it, I'm still like, you know, the whole movie has a thread and then you have this. I'm like, what? The day I went away. Goodbye. This is one of my favorite songs, by the way. Was all I had to say now. Oh, I want to come again and stay. Oh, my, my. Yeah. I don't know. It's just. I mean, you just accept it. I mean, the movie's been around for like 50 years, but still, it's just. The song I love. This whole. Pardon my French. No, actually, no. It's after midnight. This is not going to be your save. This whole shit. With the freaking alien stuff, it's just. What? I mean, what do you say?
What?
What do you say about
this?
Well,
I told you what I think. I think it's,
I know. I'm just saying.
I mean, it threw me for a loop when I first saw it, and it still does. But I also understand that the writing is supposed to be a spoof of the 50s. You know, the horror and the sci-fi. It's a mesh of. It's basically like what we do on a podcast. We talk about everything that falls under a genre. Well, that movie is everything in the genre. It is musical. It is the horror side, the Frankenstein side, and now we're doing, you know, the
sci-fi.
Yeah, sci-fi side. I think it's just a mesh of everything that guy loved when he wrote this. I mean, honestly, if you wrote something, you would try to put as much stuff that you loved in that one movie, and it probably wouldn't make sense to a few other people. And he's going home.
That's the movie I want to make. I actually have a script for it. Actually, I probably have to send it to you. I can't believe I haven't sent it to you yet. It's not really a script. It's more of an outline. I can't believe I mentioned Toll Booth. No, actually, I mentioned a Toll Booth before. So.
No, you have. I've heard you say before. I love they have like these beach chairs sitting in the auditorium.
Yeah, it's a little strange. And also promiscuous of you.
Now, the whole man bun thing, I think, has been overrated. Not until somebody does the man bun wave like this guy does.
Like this?
That's what
this
I'll,
is
I'll,
different.
I'll respect the man bun then.
Yeah, if you're going to go like this, that's respect. By the way, you got to watch the episode of Supernatural where Sam has a man bun.
Everybody, take a drink.
Yep.
And now, Frankenfighter, your time has come. And hello, Oblivion.
And no, folks, he was not in Men in Black. Just so you know. The newspaper. The guy that just looks like him.
He wasn't?
No. Nope. I looked up his credits. But it was somebody that was dressed just like him. I mean, he's still alive. He's still making, doing movies and stuff. But yeah, he was not on Men in Black.
Oh, there he goes. There's the antique dealer.
Yep, and then we go right back to Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Oh, look, he can't die. He's impervious to that freaking fork laser gun.
Again, he's a monster.
Yeah.
In another nod to
King Kong, right?
Yep.
You kill them. Yeah, what's your spork laser gun? So kill them because they didn't like you.
Shame. Sorry.
That's okay. Who the hell's in the room? Oh, Lord, really? About time.
Look at this laser beam.
If anybody has anything to say to Kane, make sure you do.
You know where.
Yep, there you go.
It's been flashing on the screen every now and then.
A noble mission is almost complete. Beautiful.
Oh, it's his sister.
As I said,
I keep forgetting that.
I can't remember if they were sisters, lovers, cousins, but I am.
It
is space, so they do what they want.
What's going on here? Hold on. Well, it's a pelvic thrust. This still gets me.
And a little crawl action. I think crawl took a little.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A lot. A moving castle. You gotta have the straight-laced guy in the movie. You have to.
This is where this is when he decides to form Spectre, become a pain in the ass for James Bond.
Yeah. That's when he decides, fuck all this shit.
I know what's coming. We need to start something.
So that's why he starts.
Started an underground society to protect the world.
Oh God! This is the prequel.
This is a prequel to all James Bond movies.
Bond movies. That's what it is. Yeah. I just pointed that out. That's your WTF moment for the night.
Yep.
Wow. So we've come to that point. It's over. Wow.
Great cast. When you guys really look at who the cast is and what they've done, they've all had very successful careers.
Yep.
Richard O'Brien, you know, he's for Riff Raff. He's had a career. He's done other movies. Patricia Quinn, she's
done stuff. Yeah, yeah. She's done
I mean, you've got a lot of history here. A lot of actors. Some of them, you know, have just stuck into the because they all were Broadway and play actors beforehand. So,
Jonathan Adams, I know he's no longer with us because he was old then.
Wow.
No offense, okay. Just saying. Yeah, Jesus Christ. And we know about Peter Hinwood. Check your local antique shops out, kids. In London.
And Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
The father of Scott, or father-in-law of Scott Ian.
That's right.
And Charles Gray, who, of course, if you guys didn't pick up on that, he plays the ball-headed villain in quite a few of the James Bond movies. I think he was in Live or Let Die, or I think it was the one he was on. And he, there are a few other people that played the character, but basically...
Live and Let Die.
Well, basically what Dr. Evil was based off of. From the Mike Myers. Yeah.
Fever is so much better. Oh my god! Even that third movie wasn't that bad.
Hello,
was it gold member?
Gold member, yes.
Gold member, yeah.
Can't have a gold finger or gold gun. Golden gun, you had to have a gold member.
Gold finger, gold member, golden eye. Yeah. So. Maybe they should make golden trigger. I haven't done that one yet.
No.
That'd be a good one to do.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in, joining us on this very strange, very weird 2020 Halloween issue or edition or crossover, as we called it earlier, of the Midnight Movies and the Heroes Asylum. Don't forget, guys, you get an extra hour tonight. Fall back. And, of course, we do have a full moon tonight, so watch out for the weirdos. You know where these two are going to be, so you don't have to worry about that. But just got to look out for the other ones. Make sure you guys do check out the Heroes Asylum. We're going to be dropping the last of the Horror Fest that Kane and I have been working on all month. Well, Kane mostly, because I took a weekend off.
He took a sabbatical.
Yeah. And then, that will be coming out this Wednesday. It's already mixed down. Sounds perfect. Sounds great. No video, you'll just have to deal with the video here with us for Heroes Asylum, which comes out Sunday nights at 8 p.m. And, of course, the regular podcast. You are so welcome, Katie. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Katie. Yeah, I appreciate all the guys in the chat room tonight. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
And those of you that have just joined us, I said we got some seven watchers now. If you guys want to, this will be on our Facebook page. You guys can rewatch it with us and just have a little bit of fun. But we want to thank you guys again. Make sure you do check out at the bottom. You'll see it's streamerlinks.com/heroes_asylum. Get you the link to all of our podcasts. I did correct my spelling for if anybody is interested on the Facebook page. Thank you for my spell checker. She always keeps me straight.
Unfortunately, yeah, the voice, but you know, doesn't show up. Is it my turn?
It is now your turn, Bright.
Sweet. Twitter at the Heroes Asylum _podcast and Instagram at the Heroes Asylum. Guys, happy Halloween. Thanks for coming on. And as always, get to the asylum.